1917, they opened up that station, and we used to sit out there and, on the porch and watch people at night walk by and talk to them, you know, people that talk to us and everything. And there was one old fireman who used to come by there. Every once in a while, he'd stop and talk to us, told us he drove the first fire engine out of that station in 1917. I went to work December 8th, 1958. I spent one night in the old main station. The next night, I sent at Engine 3. Engine 3 was a good station. I loved it. In the summertime, it was a neat station. Vic Marini, whose granddaughter now runs her shops out of the Engine 2 on 5th and Morrill. But Vic used to go out and pick dandelions and make salads out of them for dinner. Yeah, out of the lawn. I think it had four beds in it. There was four people on the crew, the captain and operator and two firefighters. That was on the wall next to Festina's or whatever they call it to start with. It was on, the beds would be up against that wall on those windows. And on the other wall were wooden lockers. All the lockers were about maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet wide, probably 2 feet, and about 6 foot tall down that whole wall. Then there was the bathroom and the shower. And then underneath the bathroom was the stairs going down to the basement where the furnace was located. And above, the whole length of the apparatus room was open, where the fire engine would back in and close the door and so it's ready to go out, okay? Behind that fire engine was the kitchen. No walls, no partitions, no nothing. So every time that fire engine started up, you got smoke and diesel and whatever else.